Take a moment to just relax, arrive, get comfortable, and just breathe. Take some nice big deep breaths, letting the day go, letting the energy get ready for this session. Just feel into your body, widening your hips, perhaps placing your feet on the floor, feel more grounded. Just lean back into the chair, and just allow yourself to be present and slow down. Allow your breath to become bigger, slower, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Deeply filling into your belly and into your chest. So, here we are for this beautiful session. There is a lot of energy that's ready to leave, lots of energy being held. So, it's going to be a beautiful session. So, now with this, we're going to do a few questions beforehand to just dig in deep and stir everything up. And then we will be doing heading off on a meditation and a clearing, energy clearing. So we just want the stuff to come up. We want it to, you know, if you're feeling stuff in your body, whether you're watching this now, watching this in the replay, if you're feeling stuff in your body, it's good. We want it there. We want it to come up. We want it to be ready to leave. We want it to shift and be prepared to, you know, to go. So I want you to just feel into your body and be deeply honest with yourself, okay? And I want you to then write into the chat box your deepest fears at this moment in time. Just being deeply honest, okay? But your deepest fears regarding, you know, the universe, regarding energy, regarding money, abundance, just coming into having those deep, deep fears. What do you have about deep fears? So I know if you've just joined, just take a moment, just feel into yourself and just lean back, and we're just asking you to really feel into your body. Be honest with yourself about, and write into the chat box, your deepest fears, okay? Your absolute deepest fears about the universe, about energy, about relationships, anything that's coming up for you at this moment. We're talking about love and abundance. So anything in relationship to having that abundance of love, abundance of money, abundance of wealth in all different ways, you know, in relation to the universe, in relation to your physical manifestations. So just drop it in the checkbox, be honest, let it flow, let it out. We want to bring this up. And we all know what our deep, deep fear is. So just feel into yourself and then write it in the chat box so we can so not getting what I want, not getting what I want, yeah? And whether that is, you know, the partner, the money, the life, but not getting what I want, that's the fear, in that fear, that I won't get what I want, that it won't happen for me. And there is a definite fear underneath that. Can you go underneath that to what maybe that deeper fear is of not getting what I want? Why wouldn't you get what I want? What's the fear underneath that about why wouldn't you get what you want? What do you actually fear underneath as regards to the universe, as regards to manifesting, etc.? What are you projecting onto the universe? We've got, okay, so the fear that relapsing into mental health, so not being able to, what's the deep one of that? So not having control basically over your well-being, fear of being alone, fear of being stuck, yeah, not having enough, basically. Not having enough. And what's under the fear of being alone? Can we go under that one? What's so awful about being alone? What might happen if you're alone? What's possible? So we've also got they might be not worthy to get what I want. From whom? Because if you feel you're not worthy, what do you feel actually, who's saying you're not worthy? The universe? God? Goddess? What's the fear underneath that? Can we go there? Not being able to cope with too much stress. And so again, that's about this powerless, that I'm powerless, that I don't have enough, that I might not have enough external resources, or that I don't have enough internal resources. Also having stuck where I am and not moving forward to what's meant for me. So yeah, the fear of being stuck, the fear of being stuck is a biggie, that this it doesn't change, it never changes for me, things don't change. So can we go underneath that? What's the deep fear underneath being stuck? What is it about being stuck? Can we go there? Now it's interesting because you've answered regarding the fear of being alone, but now you've answered to say, well, actually I can be by myself, but I want to share it with the right person. So that's two totally different voices. Yeah, that's the adult voice coming through, but actually I want to know what the fear is underneath the fear of being alone. What's going to happen? Let's go to the fear, not the adult voice, because we're bringing forward the inner child who's, see, it's interesting. You see, we want to bring to fear, and it's so funny because fear then goes, well, you know, you have enough part of you that's going, well, that's just not right. And of course, because I'm just seeing, I'm not sure what's beyond the not worthy. Yeah. I deserve an amazing and wonderful life. You do deserve a wonderful life. But we want to go to what your perception is of who's telling you you're not worthy. What's the fear? Who's telling you? If it's your inner child, is it your parents telling you you're not worthy, or is it the universe? So the fear is that you'll be lonely. That if you're on your own, you'll be lonely. So don't you fear the fact that you actually would be lonely in a relationship that isn't, if you are not connected to yourself? We have, based on past experiences, my ancestors didn't get what they wanted and got to, and didn't get what they wanted and didn't get to live a good life. Is that correct? They didn't get to give. So we've got this passed on message that it didn't happen for them, so it can't happen for me. But what was the circumstances of them not getting it? What were the choices? But that fear that somebody else has told you it's not possible. Lots of interesting stuff. And just go a bit deeper. Just look into yourself for a minute and just go a bit deeper. We just want to bring up, there are some key themes. So we've got things of the being stuck, the being lonely. We've got the things of, I can't get what I want, that I can't cope. What the idea of stress, that somehow the stress one feels like if you have too much, it's going to be too stressful for you, which again comes that I'm not enough. I'm not enough. And I'm seeing that I'm not enough. So what was under the stuck one? Did anybody come up with anything of the fear of what might be under the stuck? Because there was a few of you who said about being stuck. Feel into yourself. It's heavy energy, I know, but we want it to come up, because a lot of this is about that, you know, old stuff that doesn't need to be there anymore. So you're saying yes, but I choose not to be lonely in my relationships. That's when my relationships end. So what were you like when you started? Where is the imbalance? And I'm hearing the thing there of the fear of things ending. The idea that this fear of loss. Okay, the fear of loss. Did anybody come up with anything regarding the stuckness? Any last things that we want to bring up? Any last bits? Just checking for a moment. So I'm not seeing anything else. So just take a breath. Just take a breath for a moment and just breathe. And then I want you to think about, so what does having abundance mean to you? What does having love and abundance in its flow of the richness of life, what would it mean to you? Like, what words come to mind? Does it recognize with, if you had wealth and money and all the results that you want, what would it mean to you? What words does it equate with? Freedom and independence and expanse and playfulness and being bigger. And do these words resonate with you? The idea of love and abundance, having the abundance. Independence, yeah. Just share with me what's that feeling? Growth, yeah, independence, growth. What else does it expand for you? The having more love and abundance, having, because we've got the fears, but we want to know what's the other side of it. Yeah, what's the other side? Joy, yeah. And we're feeling there, we've got joy, growth, independence. What else does it recognize with? Having more love and abundance, having more. Bliss, love, abundance, wealth, comfort, yeah. Anything else? Just really feel into that. Getting the results that you want. Getting the results that you want. It's definitely expansive. So we've got wild and free life. Woohoo! Yeah, love that. Wild and free. Yeah. Even feel it like, oh, more. Yeah. What else? Feel it into your body. What else does it mean? Really feel if you were moving, because I know that stuck feeling is like, well, if you're moving, love and abundance means movement, doesn't it? So there's also like a fluidity. There's a change. there's a movement, there's an upgrade, there's the expansion, being bigger. Absolutely, it means being bigger, energetically bigger, even physically bigger. Because when your love and abundance means actually eating well, so sometimes you're more healthy isn't being scrawny, it's meaning having a body that is actually looks like it's vibrant and healthy and abundant and beautiful. Is there a sense of playfulness to that having more abundance? Any other words that resonate for you guys? And just feel into the energy, the words that you've said. We've had independence, we've had growth, we've had joy, bliss, love, abundance, wealth, comfort, wild, free, being bigger. How does that energy feel to you? And maybe if you've only shared one, feel if it shares any of those other words, resonate with you. And also the words of, definitely, is it freedom? Is it freedom to have love and abundance? To feel fun, playful, expansive? Absolutely. But to have independence means having freedom. All of these words explain freedom, comfort, being able to buy what you want, do what you want, go where you want, have what you want. So here's this feeling nervous but excited, yeah? And it's a different energy, isn't it? You can already feel. Can you feel the difference to the feeling of when we were talking about the fears? Can you feel the different vibration? We were talking about those fears and it was heavy and the words were heavy and it was stuck and your body's, you would have started hopefully feeling that kind of body feeling. And now what the energy is talking about these bigger, expansive, open words, excitement. Maybe think about getting what you want, actually getting it, having it, having more of it, being in the flow of it. Anybody else got anything to share? So, having felt those two different energies, I want you to just think about now how you value energy. Okay? I want you to think about how you feel and value energy. You've just experienced the differences of those energies, but how do you value energy? Okay, and how do you value? So let's just do valuing the energy first. How do you value energy? Do you value energy? Feeling that difference, just drop down what, if you value, if this, do you resonate? Does it resonate? Do you value energy? The power of energy? Not as much as I should, yeah. Yeah. So we feel that you felt the shift, even in this small little exercise of just looking at the fears and looking at the thing. There was actually the fears trying to get you to go any deeper. There wasn't much to go. Yeah, it kind of went, oh, no, there isn't much there. But being able to come into this expansiveness, how much are you able to play in that energy, evaluating and then shifting and playing in the energy of that having? Because that was the feeling you were getting of having, yeah, that's what it's like, having the bliss, having the love, having the abundance, having the comfort, wild and free and being bigger and expansive and joyful and fun, playful, yeah? You can feel the energy. You can feel the energy of having. But do you value it? Do you value it? Do you value... Do you value, and how much do you value, your own life, your own independence, your own thriving? How much do you value your own independence, your own thriving, your own life? your life thriving, you thriving. How much do you actually value it? I want you to be deeply honest and jot down, okay? Be honest. How much do you value it? If you were going to think about it in the way that you would think about money, how much do you actually value it? But is it? So you say, my own thriving is important to me, but clearly it can't be. It can't be, because you're blocking yourself. Okay? It's not as important to you as you think. Okay? You want it to be. You're doing the right stuff on one side, but on the other, you're saying, actually, you're blocking yourself. Saying a lot, I've always said it, I don't want to be on my deathbed saying I wish I hadn't done that. Yep, exactly. Exactly. You're doing the stuff, but there is this block because there's something about the energy, okay, of valuing. So you're trying to go forward with your foot on the brake. Okay, that's like driving the car with the foot on the brake. So you're driving forward and you want to make change. All of you want to make change. You all want to have more. We know that. We want to feel this expansion. But there is these feelings inside of you. And we're talking about the energy. And I only got one response regarding valuing energy. So come back again and tell me, how are you valuing energy? How do you value your own energy? All right, and the energy of what you're working with, your power, basically, that's what we're talking about. How much do you value your own energy and what you do with it? What you do with it. So I'll just wait a second for everything to catch up. So I'm just gonna have a drink of water for a minute. Right. So some of the key bits that come up from your inner child, and as we have seen, okay, in what you were saying, is there are three kind of, they come down to three or four main things, okay? So we get the waiting energy, the stagnant powerlessness, that's the waiting energy. It's stagnant energy. It's not doing anything. And we're stuck in that position. The inner child is sitting and waiting. Pardon me. She's sitting and waiting, waiting for someone to rescue her, waiting for the universe to rescue her. It's the energy is simply stuck. Okay. It's not the same as patience. It's not the same as unfolding in the flow. It's not the same. Waiting is dead energy, stagnant energy. It's like being in a dead pool of stagnant water. The next one we've got is fear of abandonment and fear of loss. Okay, so that was definitely coming up with the themes that you were talking about. Fear of abandonment, fear of loss. Okay, and again, that's also powerless. So we're in that powerless energy that I haven't got any control. I don't have any power. It's all outside of me. We can hear it's a child. Yeah. I don't have any power. I don't have any control. I can't change anything. I'm, you know, in a child state. And if I'm abandoned, I'm going to die because I'm a child and I can't take care of myself. Yeah. So I don't have any power. So I'm back in that waiting fear that if people leave me, if people do things, if they go away, I don't have any control over my life. Yeah. Even though I might be a 40-year-old woman, I'm feeling this fear of abandonment. All right. And of course, this powerlessness comes into when we're in a lack of value of ourselves. We're in a lack of value of our energy. Okay, anything to do with powerless means less of power means lack of value. Yeah, less of power equals lack of value. So the third one is separation anxiety. And separation anxiety can be left over as a child wounding, you know, and all of these, by the way, do come up from heartbreak energy. We're talking about heart energy today. This is like heartbreak energy. And even if you've done work clearing in your yoni, in your belly, heartbreak energy, we walk around with wounds from our childhood that where our parents have broken our hearts basically over and over again. They didn't intentionally, didn't always, you know, it wasn't all purposeful. It was just the experience, but patterns build up, okay? And we feel these patterns and it becomes this deep heartbreak. And so the third one with separation anxiety is the fear that often we have been the caregiver, the light bringer, the energy giver to our parents, to mummy or to daddy, and we sustain them. We're here to make them happy. We fill their inner hole, yeah, that they weren't complete in themselves, they weren't in alignment, and so our job was to keep filling them up so that we felt safe, so that they loved us, so that we got some level of attention, but we wouldn't have got enough. So we end up playing this game of pass the parcel. It's like, I give you some energy and then you'll give me a bit of that energy back. And then I have to give you more energy. So actually we end up as children in this energy exchange of actually we're giving 80% and only getting 20% back because we're filling up our parents. But if we fill them up, they're able to feed us. They're able to put a roof over our head. So we're doing this energy exchange and we're learning at this point all about relationships, all about energy. We're learning all about money, all in the same way, because we're in this pattern of believing we have to give 80% to get the crumbs back. We have to get 20% back. And so we end up in this separation anxiety that if we learn to become independent and separate completely, we may have separated physically, but we're not separated on an energetic level, we think they'll die. They will die. They will get sick. And in my case, you know, my mum did get sick. And so that reaffirmed me, although it had nothing to do with me, but it reaffirmed to me when I went off to boarding school, my mum got cancer. And so it reaffirmed to me the pattern I'd already been playing out for a very long time with my mum, that if I try and have independence, and because for me, boarding school was joyful, it was expansion, it was where I found myself, I had freedom, I could breathe, yeah. But, and it was the same feeling I discovered actually when I was traveling, that actually when I stepped away from other people, I stopped doing the same pattern. And so I would feel this, I'd feel my abundance. I would be expansive and I'd be free and I would be full and I would receive and I could breathe. But I would have to go through deep, deep separation anxiety that people would, you know, my mum would die. My dad would leave. That was the other one. My fear, my dad would leave. And that comes down to the fact that my dad had, you know, used to go working a lot and then had an affair when I was younger. And so when I got a bit older, he had an affair. And and so my parents' marriage nearly broke down when I left again. Now, we don't always have to have the same stories, but we'll have some stories that are going to keep this fear that we're paying out an energetic pattern of being the savior. We're the savior of others. And it means that we end up in this, we're here to sustain others, but it's only really so we can survive. And we're not thriving, we're surviving. And we will keep looking for that and keep playing that out, whether we're still playing out with our parents, yeah? Because sometimes we cannot come into an adult equal balanced relationship if we are still entangled with our mothers, if we haven't cleared this energy. So we'd be terrified because we wouldn't have enough energy if we're in a relationship holding up our mother or father, and then we would try to have a relationship with someone else. We just don't have enough resources, yeah? So we can't have we're always going to be unavailable, can't have that full relationship with someone else. And we can't come into our abundance because that would be selfish. That would be so deeply selfish. Our inner child is just like, what if I come into this, everyone else is going to die. If I come into my abundance, if I come into my freedom, if I come into my independence, if I come into my wealth, everyone's going to die because I'm focusing on me. And it's just like, that is so scary in our bodies that we think we have the power to kill others. And that is inner child magical thinking that is left over from being 6, 9, teenager, but definitely around the early ages of 4 to 6. Magical thinking that we have the power to be in charge of someone else's well-being, and more importantly, be in charge of their free will. So in truth, we're trying to actually control other people. We're still trying to control. And in the 21 days, you know, that whole thing of the 21 days being in the flow of love and abundance is about actually untangling so that you can come into more flow, less of this needing to cling on to things, controlling. Okay, so life only ever reflects back what you believe. Okay, so you ask me, how do we get past that when life reinforces what has happened? But life only ever keeps replaying what you believe. Okay, so if you believe, and if you are in the energy, because what we're talking about here is about you claiming your inner child energy. Yeah, you claiming all of you, you claiming all of responsibility, you claiming, I am claiming my thriving, my independence, my energetic independence. So therefore, actually completely and utterly aligned with the universe. But if you're in this, all these fears of waiting, fear of abandonment and separation, anxiety, you're projecting the whole lot onto the universe. Okay. So we're going to come around to that thing of, well, if I'm not worthy, it's because you believe the universe doesn't love you, that you're here to support the universe, that you're here to do the job because the universe only ever looks after everybody else but doesn't look after you. Yeah. If we're in the stuck energy, it's because we're not moving forward because we're in waiting. We're waiting. We're not moving. We're not flowing. We're not listening because often the fears of separation anxiety and clinging onto things. And we project these things basically onto work. Yeah, we're not just talking about relationships. We're actually talking about, we project it onto things as much as people. Yeah, so we can project it onto a job. We can project it onto a, you know, a career choice. We can project it onto a relationship. We can project it onto our money. We project it onto the different aspects of our life because they are a reflection of us. My number one thing, we are the sunflower. And on the inside, we are the center of the sunflower, all the seeds, all the richness, and our petals of the sunflower are the aspects of our life. And everything, number one rule of all law of attraction, is the reflection of your beliefs, your vibration, your frequency. And the number one thing it's always going to reflect back of your blockages is your inner child. Okay, is your inner child. So as we're talking about this, I just want you to feel into the heartbreak energy that's coming up because we're getting ready now to about to go and head off, okay? Okay, we're going to go and head off on this meditation and we're going to clear some of this energy. I can feel some definite stuff coming up on my left side. So just notice in yourself and maybe just drop me a note for a second just to say, is your heartbreak energy, is this masculine or feminine for you? You should be able to maybe feel into this. Is it to do with your mother or your father? Your inner child, maybe it's both, but your inner child has this pattern of, you know, feeding other people, not valuing your energy, giving it too much away, you know, being in that I'm here to sustain everybody else so that I can be here. And it's often related to one or the other. And we always come, the inner child has mummy issues and daddy issues. And And so just feel into that, feel into wherever you are, if it's, you know, Father, you say, you think for you, and feel into that. Does it feel like it's Father stuff? So it's Father, Mother, yeah. And either one's for you is fine. You know, there's no right or wrong. So left shoulder is actually feminine. But yeah, so you said, yeah, so as he left, yeah. And of course that plays out that pattern. So if you've had a parent who left or died, that's the fear of abandonment, of course, you know, that's going to happen again. But also when you're the child left behind, you're there to sustain them. And unfortunately, mothers can very much try to hold on to someone and, to crudely put it, try to make their child crawl back up into the womb, energetically, emotionally, and physically. You know, that not literally physically, but you know what I mean. They can maintain their child, particularly girls, to stay like they're sustaining them. And it's almost like, you know, trying to get them to get back in the womb and feel that, you know, feel the void, because you've been there to hold, you know, fill in their heart, fill in their, you know, their womb space, so that they don't feel abandoned. So you end up being the stopgap, the substitute, and it's draining. Okay, so we've stirred up enough, we've talked enough, this has brought some stuff to the surface. So now we're just gonna lean back. Okay, let's come back to now. And we're going to come into our bodies. Out of our heads, we've been feeling in. And we're just going to relax. I'm just going to put my headphones on because it's easier to channel when I'm doing this. And I just want you to take some deep breaths. I want you to place your hand on your heart and hand on your belly. And just... Right, hand on heart, hand on belly, and just hopefully everyone can hear me all right. If I can't, just flick, you know, drop something in the chat for a second if you're not hearing anything. So lean back in the chair, lean back where you are, get nice and comfy, and just take some nice big deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Big, long, loose, slow, opening hips, leaning back, and just really think about leaning back inside, like your being, your inner being is also sort of leaning back and flopping. And then your body is flopping, resting, relaxing, surrendering. Allowing. Okay. And now I want you to look up and see, sense, and feel the sun above your head. And we're just going to sunbathe. And we're just going to imagine sun basking down on our faces, the tops of our head, our neck, and onto our heart space and across our chest. And just feel for the moment, just that energy basking down onto your chest, onto your throat, and onto your face. And just stay there for a minute. And just breathe, imagine, allow. And now it's going to... Just allow it to bask onto your belly, to your legs. And then we're going to allow it to become liquid light and pour into the top of your head, into your crown, into your third eye, around your brain. And let's just bathe the brain in lots of golden light. Pure source energy, pure divine God, goddess, exquisite energy. Just allow it to bask on your brain, melt into your brain,
down into your third eye, opening your third eye, down into your ears, to your jaw, into your throat. Into your higher heart, between your heart space and your throat. So into your higher heart, across the top of your chest, down your arms, into your fingers. And make sure your palms are palms up. And feel the energy right down to the tips of your fingers. And then of course into your heart space and down into your solar plexus. And then down into your belly, to your sacral, into your root, and around all of your hips, your yoni, your belly, into all of your deep belly parts, everything that needs to be cleansed, washed, allowed. Down into your legs, into your knees, into your feet, to your ankles, down into your toes. Then we're going to open your feet. Like it's just going to run all the way through, like you've pulled the plug out the bottom of your feet. And all of the energy is just going to run through your feet. We're going to ask the energy above from the sun to intensify. And like we've turned the pressure on your shower, allow that energy to intensify and just flood through your body on the outside and the inside, like you're in a waterfall or in the shower. Just washing through your body, and all of that water is just going to swirl down into the earth and into the center of Gaia, down to like a magnet dropping to the center of Gaia, to the fireball, the sun above, sun below. And we're just going to keep allowing that energy to just flood through your body, flooding. Just I ask you to release all energy that is not yours. Anything you've picked up from the day, anything you've picked up from other people, anything that's ready to go, we ask and release that energy to release now. Take a deep breath in. Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up. And release. And I ask you to release all energy that doesn't serve you anymore, that's ready to ripe and ready to leave. Take a deep breath in. Fill up, fill up, fill up. And release. Deep, deep, deep. All that energy down into the center of Gaia. And we want to cut all cords, webs, and ties to everything that isn't love, anything that isn't you, that isn't now. It's ready to be gone. Okay. Now we ask all energy that you have given away or left behind to return to you now. Take a deep breath in. And all energy that's been transmuted and upgraded by Gaia as it comes up from the earth, bringing with it the energy of the crystal grid up into your feet, up into your ankles, up into your legs, up into your yoni, up into your root, your sacral, into your belly, to your womb space, into your sacral, into your solar plexus, up into your heart, into your higher heart, up into your throat, up into your third eye, up into the top of your head. And we're going to allow this energy to come out through the top of your head and actually come out like a fountain. So it comes out and sprays either side and drops back down. And what we're creating is your toroidal field, and it's just going to come back up into your feet. Just allow it to happen. You don't need to worry about it. So that you're connected above and below. And we're just going to allow that energy to flow and expand and do its thing. Now I want you to imagine you are in a meadow. You're just lying down in a meadow, sunbathing. It's a beautiful warm day, blue skies. Still feeling that beautiful sunlight on your body and the warmth of the earth under your back, the softness of the grass. Maybe you can hear birds. Maybe you can see butterflies. Maybe you can hear water. You're just in this beautiful meadow. You're in dead man's pose with your legs wide open, being relaxed, allowing, breathing, softening. You're just basking in the sun, in the heat above, below, and all around you. Warmth of this beautiful day. And when you're ready, you're just going to sit up and look around. Maybe you can see grass, maybe you can see trees, maybe you can see any little animals or birds, maybe you see flowers, but just look around in this beautiful meadow where you've sat. Notice how big the grass is, and still a beautiful sky. And just allow it all to be. Allow yourself to be here in this safe, exquisite space. Notice the sounds, notice the colours. Notice yourself relaxing, softening, allowing. Now you're going to stand up and you're going to stretch up your body in this meadow. Just stretch up, have a good stretch. Stretch your arms, stretch your legs, shake your body. Feel alive, feel here in this beautiful, vibrant, wonderful energy of this meadow. Now as you look around, you're going to see in the distance a picnic blanket. And you can see that somebody is on the picnic blanket, but you're not close enough yet to see it. So I want you to start heading towards the picnic blanket, the other part of the meadow. As you start to get closer, you will notice there is a child sat on the picnic blanket. This is your inner child. We ask your soul to bring your inner child forward. And exactly how she feels about you at this moment. How your inner child feels about you and how you treat her and how you treat your life. You want your inner child to show you how she feels. So as you get closer to her, begin to see her. Notice how she's looking. Notice what she's doing as you arrive and join her on this picnic blanket. Is she happy? Is she sad? Is she ignoring you? How do you feel about seeing her as how she is? Let her show you how she feels. Because you are coming as the adult, as the soul, as the wise being that you are. But how does your inner child feel? Does she want to connect with you? She's had all of these fears, but are you making her be in charge of your life? Is she having to be in charge of your life, or are you in charge of your life? Have you been asking her to be the driver, to be the one to guide you, or have you been the parent and supporting and loving her? Have you been embracing her joy and her pleasure and her fun, or have you been scaring her? Not giving her boundaries, not giving her clear guidance, not giving her routine, not giving her self-soothing and nurturing and nourishment. Have you been providing for her, or have you been giving all your resources away to other people? So I ask your inner child to show you or tell you. Anything she needs to say, anything she needs to give you. Now, I want you to offer to her, to hold her, to hug her, to come closer. Is she willing? Can you hold that space for her to feel comfortable, to begin to trust you? Or is there anything you need to say to her so that she can trust you? And when she's ready, when it's okay, hug her, hold her. Tell her what you need to tell her, soothing words, loving, nurturing and nourishing. Be the mother. Be her provider, her protector. Honor her energy. Honor her being. Does she need to stay stuck in the past, or can you hold her and bring her with you into the future now, into the present? Can she be cared for and loved by you? Can you be the masculine energy of provider, protector, focus, playfulness, adventure for her? Can you be the mother, the nurturer, the nourishment, the listener, person who gives deep love, connection, communication, guidance, wisdom? Can you be both her parents with both energies of your masculine and feminine? So she can provide for you the magnetic force of your inner child, so that she's in joy and bliss and playing and fun and abundance, allowing and in flow. To hold her. And as you hold her, a beautiful rainbow begins to appear. In the sky, a magical, divine rainbow over the tops of your heads. Vibrant, wide, full, magnificent rainbow. Colors are so bright. And this beautiful rainbow energy is going to flow down onto you and her on this picnic blanket, like a funnel of light pouring down this container, holding you, cleansing you, nourishing you, connecting you. And just hold and breathe and connect and allow. Imana asikila o shikimanana ono o sikimanana. Aya o sikimanana ona asikinanan o shikimanana. Take a deep breath in. إلى منا إسكي إلى منا آيا أوش إلى منا إسكي منا منا أوش كي منا نا إلى منا أسكي يا آس منا أسكي يا أوش كي منا أنا آي إس إلى منا إسكي كنا نا نا إيشو منا أسكي نا منا آيا أوس كلا منا نا أو منا نا إيش كي منا آيا أوس إلى منا أسكي منا نا نو إي منا نا أو منا نا آيا 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 منا سكي نا منا نا Ishu manasikina na, ishu manasikina, ishu manasikina, imanasikina, aya, 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 aya. Take a deep breath in and hold. And breathe out. And as you hold your little girl, if there's anything else you want to say, as all the energy begins to melt, as the rainbow begins to fully melt into your body and disappear, we allow her to integrate into you, to become one with you, and feel how you feel about her integrating into your body, becoming one as the parent and the child, the adult and your inner child, the wise woman and your inner child, the divine self in all forms. Allow all this energy from above, from the meadow, from the sun, from the blankets, from the ground, everything to melt into your body, bringing you into the now, bringing you back to your body now. Just gently, as you come back, begin to rotate your shoulders, move your body gently, moving your shoulders, moving your fingertips, moving your toes, scrunching your toes. Maybe you want to have a stretch. Stretch fully in your body. Taking deep breaths in and out. Move. Return to your body. Maybe you need to rotate the neck. And just take a deep breath in. Filling up your belly, filling up your chest. Hold for the count of 3, 2, 1. Breathe out. Long and loose. Breathe in when you're ready. Filling up your belly. Filling up your chest. Hold when you reach the top and hold for the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. Long and loose through your mouth. And when you're ready, breathe in one last time. Big deep breath in, into your belly, into your chest, and reach the top, and then hold for the count of 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. I want to say a massive thank you for everyone who's held this space. We give love and gratitude to your higher self, to team in Divine Team, Love and Light, the Galactic Team, all the angels, everybody who came to hold this space. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to bow your head in love, appreciation and gratitude, give your own number of thanks to this beautiful energy and to your beautiful inner child and your soul. And just rub your palms together and put them over your eyes. Blink your eyes open slowly and bring yourself back to the room.